The city of Syracuse is delaying a vote to deploy 5G wireless technology from Verizon, a priority of Mayor Ben Walsh. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one councilor says it's to make sure they are doing all they can to protect the workers installing the new facilities.
Sam Edelstein, chief data officer with the city of Syracuse, says 5G has the potential to allow new technologies like autonomous systems.
The kind of connectivity and the low latency and the high bandwidth that 5G offers is what enables that. Certainly being one of the first cities to enable 5G is exciting.
But Councillor Bryn Lovejoy-Grinnell objected to a vote by the council Monday that, if passed, would have given a blanket approval for Verizon to begin installing 5G facilities on the city's streetlights. The objection tables the vote for 2 weeks. Lovejoy Grinnell says she did so for two reasons.
Is there any way we can object? If we chose to, is there a way to object on health and safety grounds? And then two, in what way are we protecting the labor standards to the best of our possible ability?
Lovejoy Grinnell says Verizon has been known to not pay prevailing wages, has used non-union workers, and in some cases undocumented workers, to do installations. She says now is the time to hold Verizon to the same standards expected if they were doing any other kind of building install in the city, if possible. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.